Hi, it's Mark from Britsend, back with another English quiz. Today I've got 10 quick grammar questions for you, perfect for checking some of those tricky points that even advanced learners sometimes get wrong. You'll hear each question with three options. Choose the best answer, say it out loud, or write it down if you prefer, and then I'll give you the correct one with a short explanation. Ready? Let's get started. Question 1. I'm not used to, up this early. What's missing here? Is it A, wake, B, waking, or C, be waking? The correct answer is B, waking. We say be used to, followed by a noun or a gerund, an ing form verb acting as a noun. So, I'm used to getting up early, or I'm not used to waking up this early. We don't say wake, because that's the base verb, and be waking is not grammatically possible here. Question 2. If it, tomorrow, we'll stay at home. Is it A, rains, B, rained, or C, will rain? The correct answer is A, rains. In the first conditional, we use the present simple, after if, and will plus verb in the main clause. We don't say rained because that's past simple, and we don't say will rain because will never follows if in this structure. Question 3. By the time we get there, the film, is it A, will start, B, will have started, or C, starts? The correct answer is B, will have started. We use the future perfect for something that will already be finished before a future time. We don't say will start because the film will already be in progress. And starts doesn't fit because it's present simple, not a future form. Question 4. I'd rather, out tonight. I'm exhausted. Is it A, not go, B, not to go, or C, don't go? The correct answer is A, not go. After would rather, we use the bare infinitive without to. We don't say not to go because to isn't used after would rather. And don't go is a command form, which is not correct in this structure. Question 5. Neither of the answers, correct right now. Is it A, is, B, are, or C, were? The correct answer is A, is. Even though answers is plural, neither is grammatically singular, so it takes is. We don't say are because neither means not one, and were suggests past tense, which doesn't fit the context. Question 6. I wish I, more time to relax. Is it A, have, B, had, or C, will have? The correct answer is B, had. After I wish, we use a past form to talk about something unreal or untrue in the present. We don't say have because that's real and present. And will have doesn't work because wish doesn't take a future form. Question 7. She's the woman, lives next door. Is it A, who, B, which, or C, what? The correct answer is A, who. We use who for people, which for things, and what is never used as a relative pronoun. So, she's the woman who lives next door. Question 8. It's high time you, to bed. Is it A, go, B, went, or C, will go? The correct answer is B, went. After it's time, or it's high time, we use a past tense form, even though we mean now. We don't say go because it sounds too direct, and will go is future, so not used in this expression. Question 9. We didn't have much time, so we had to do it, Is it A, quick, B, quickly, or C, quicker? The correct answer is B, quickly. We need an adverb to describe how we did something. Quick is an adjective, it describes a noun. And quicker is a comparative adjective, so it's not correct here. Question 10. Hardly, I sat down when the phone rang. Is it A, have, B, had, or C, was? The correct answer is B, had. This is an example of inversion after a negative adverb. After hardly, we invert the subject and auxiliary. Hardly had I sat down when the phone rang. We don't use have because the sentence is in the past, and was doesn't fit the structure. Right, that's it. How did you do? Let us know in the comments. And don't forget to hit like and subscribe for more videos. Thanks for watching. Bye.